I just want to give a word to the church. And Ron, come on, sit by your wife for a minute. Just sit right, sit at her right hand. Is that your right hand? Yeah, that's your right hand. Kind of a word for the church. I want to just kind of direct it towards you as leaders and just be listening. Started last night, I kept getting the word gates, 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 gates. Not because I used to live in gates, just so you know. A different kind of gates. God's going to help you identify the particular gates of hell that are around this area. Because you're called to just go through them, right? Gates of hell will not prevail. There's some, this whole thing's with this thing about satanic attacking and sifting. Particular gates of hell where the enemy's trying to divide and trying to get a stronghold. You guys are going to help attack that. And you need the power of breakthrough. So Micah chapter 2, verse 13, it says, the breaker goes out before them, and they pass through the gates. Their king goes before them, the Lord at their head. So get a picture of whatever you're called to break through, whatever gates of hell you're going to push through. You're not the breaker. God is. Come on, somebody. God is the breaker, right? The king goes out before them. We break through. So there's something God's bringing to you, a strategy for breakthrough. Breakthrough is simply the ability to penetrate an obstacle, right? To overcome obstacles. And that's what the enemy is all about, putting obstacles in us all the time. So you're going to be praying for the power of a breakthrough, not just out of your own ability. Now I go back to your worship guy, right? I will enter his gates with what? Thanksgiving in my heart. Enter his courts with praise. You can't just praise and get nothing done. You praise, but you got to go through the gates. And that's where Michael's word came in. You got to get your hands on some stuff. Put your hands on the plow, because there's a harvest coming. You got to get your fields ready. You got to get ready to sow seed. And, you know, it's going to be a good, busy time. Just remember this. The breaker goes out before you. And then you break through. You're going to break through the gates of hell. You're going to break through gates. I'm being careful here, but I have this feeling you've set up a beautiful culture here, and you're all very comfortable in it. But you don't realize that you're actually allowing gates to be formed so that people can't get in here. You need to make sure you don't close gates, okay? So that people come in and go, I just can't break into this culture because I don't fit here. You got to work hard at not having a culture that's not welcoming everybody. I think you do, but you just got to be careful because you have a certain style that you're all comfortable with. The way you do stuff, that's just culture. Culture is how people feel when they leave the building. It has nothing to do with the sermon, has nothing to do with the worship, nothing to do with all that. It's how everything, the whole experience is your culture, and culture is more powerful than vision. You can preach vision, but people are touched by culture. So you're going to pray about that. Just pray about it. Say, God, we got to continually have an inviting, open gate culture, because that's where the enemy wants to actually close you off. And you're going to pray about what the strategy is. There's a strategy, brother. And I'm going to just say this thing. The first thing to pray for as a church, a breakthrough in courage. Because whatever you're called to do is going to take courage. And this is this whole thing about faith. The enemy wants to shut off your faith. And his counter to faith is fear. Fear of whatever. And fear and faith operate the exact same operating system. It's believing in what you can't see. That's how fear works. You believe in something you can't see, so you're fearful. That's how faith works. You believe in what God says. You can't see it yet, but I believe what God says. And so you're going to have to run that track, pray for a breakthrough in courage, only be strong and courageous. It's Joshua time, Ron. Joshua time. Be strong and of good courage. Why? God's going to take you in a way you've never been before. This is a new season. We started it last night. There's a lot of new season changes. There's calendar changes, schedule changing, small groups. There's new things God wants to do to breathe life into you so that you can push back the gates of hell. We want to make it hard to go to hell in Rochester. Amen? Amen. God bless you.
Amen. I heard the Holy Spirit on the last session. Don't talk about what is. Talk about what God's going to do. And we switched from describing what God's doing with each person to what God is going to do in the future. It was intentional from the Holy Spirit. And my prayer is that each one of us could leave tonight saying, Lord, put my hand on what you've called me to. Lord, I thank you for everything you've done, for the washing, the cleansing, the building up, the washing away the darkness, the giving me faith for you and joy in you. But Lord, put my hand on something that can move the kingdom forward. Let me, Lord, put something under my hand that I have to exert myself. So I have to strain and believe for and declare for. And so I'm praying that each one can leave tonight. And as we go, we thank you for what you've done. Thank you for who we are and all that. But Lord, put us in the middle of this river that's going to break out. I do have a word for someone here, and don't come up and tell me, but there is somewhere around here an old building that used to be used as a church. A church built it and used it, but the church died away and it's empty. There's one around here. Find out where it is and go get it. Have a meeting in it. Camp out on where the old prayers are around this place. People, God's waiting. Heaven is waiting for people to put their feet back in those old pathways and call down the presence of God and the fire of God. Just want to encourage you, go find it. There's something, a little shack or something, somebody abandoned, but it's around here somewhere. Amen. That's it.